This is a sermon for the second Sunday of Easter in the year 2020. It is the 19th of April, and the main reading is St. John chapter 20, verses 19 to the end. Being Easter Christians means not standing still. Any serious reading of the resurrection narratives in the Gospels shows that we are to be a people on the move. On the move for our risen Lord. The last few chapters of each gospel are full of movement, of journeys, of personal change and development. Go into Galilee, go into all the nations and baptize, while they were walking to a place called Emmaus. Peace be with you, as the Father sent me, so I am sending you. All of these imply a physical movement, travelling with the risen Christ and in the power of the risen Christ. The journey can also be a journey in and of faith, an interior journey. Unless I see the marks of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe. Jesus says to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Thomas makes a personal journey of faith, a journey of doubt to belief. St. John's Gospel begins with the Word of God being enfleshed, of being incarnate, and the association is immediately made that this Word made flesh is Jesus of Nazareth. St. John, through his Gospel account, presents Jesus as the one who is sent by God, who performs signs and wonders, who says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the bread of life. I am the true vine. I am the good shepherd," and so on. In his final chapters, St. John's intentions are crystallized in the words of St. Thomas. This is the highest point of St. John's Gospel. Not only is Jesus Lord, he is God. There is a strong tendency towards Thomas's doubt in each of us. The slightest small incident or even a great tragedy can throw us off course. It might be as simple as a word misplaced by someone else within the Christian household towards us. Or it might be a catastrophic tragedy, like this global virus. If I'm to be certain about my belief in God, how can I find my way through these often terrible times and happenings? The type of journey St. Thomas made is not always an easy journey. It is not always a straight road into deeper faith. Without the evidence that was shown to Thomas, we have to take a step of faith. The risen Lord prepares us for this. He says, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." We believe without the certainty presented to Thomas and the first disciples. Yet we do well to reflect on the words of a former Archbishop of Canterbury, William Temple, who said this: "The opposite of faith is not doubt, but certainty." Now that is so good, I'm going to repeat it. The opposite of faith is not doubt, but certainty. So we journey on in hopeful faith, and hopeful faith in the life of the resurrection. It will always be challenging. "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side." The risen Lord brought his wounds of crucifixion with him when he walked from the tomb. He did not leave the marks of cruelty and injustice, pain and heartache behind him. Easter Christians don't believe in a Lord who was never crucified. The Easter faith was, is, and always will be about the mystery of the cross. We may not be able to put our finger into the wounds or see his hands ripped apart by nails, but when we are able to gather once again in our churches, we will with joy and relief put our hands forward to receive our Holy Communion. When we do this week by week, year by year, decade by decade, as faithful Christians have done for century upon century, we are receiving the bread, the body of the wounded Christ, and the cup, the blood of the wounded Christ. We do this in the company of those first witnesses, Mary of Magdala, Peter, Thomas, John, Paul, and the saints and martyrs, and the faithful of every generation. As we say with them, My Lord and my God.